There's no songwriter quite like Cole Porter, and we're not likely to find anyone like him again, in part because people don't have lives like his anymore. A lifelong member of the international leisure class who never met a cocktail party he didn't like, Porter wrote witty and timeless songs that, taken together, tell of a world where there's always a swell party going on. Randy Leonard is correcting a choral version of Cole Porter classics in a concert by Kauai Voices. We spoke the other day about the many reasons to devote an evening to Porter's music.
Well, he has fantastic music lines. His lyrics are extremely clever. He speaks to kind of the unspoken forbidden in many of his songs, and he's very clever with it. He's just not blatant with it. He's very clever with his lyrics. So, it's very entertaining. And he took his life, which was he loved the fast pace. He loved the fast lane. He loved the elite and all. And so he took from that, and he took from his life and wrote his lyrics around those things, those experiences.
Well, yeah, wasn't he from? I mean, he was rich by marriage, and really didn't have to work. He's sort of an international leisure class guy, yeah.
Yeah, he actually was rich by birth.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
he was born in Indiana, and his grandfather at the time was considered the richest person in Indiana. His grandfather's name was James Cole, and so his mother's name was. Last name was Cole, and his father's last name was Porter, thus his name. Yeah, he started off quite wealthy. As a matter of fact, his grandfather wanted him to be a lawyer when he was a boy, and so put him through a very fine high school in Worcester, Massachusetts, the Worcester Academy, and Cole Porter graduated as valedictorian, and because he did so well, the grandfather sent him to France, Switzerland, and Germany as a present. And I think Cole Porter got a bite of that and got very interested in travel and being in these wonderful elite areas. And he ended up going to Yale for his bachelor's and then went to Harvard, supposedly to go into law school, but he tricked his grandfather. He didn't like the law curriculum, so he switched it to music and finished up and then moved off to Paris.
Well, so you have that combination of sophistication and wit with some really clever musicality along with
Absolutely.
The clever poetry, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That whole blend of everything makes it fun, entertaining. It's not heavy. It can deal with heavy topics and heavy issues. However, he does it in such a light and playful way that it's entertaining.
You know, I'm thinking about one of those lines in Anything Goes where, you know, he also knew the conventions of poetry in terms of funny rhyme schemes and really daring rhyme schemes. And
you know where he got that? He got that from his father. His father was quite a poet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so as a child, he was surrounded by that with his father of clever prose. You know, his father was just loved to do poetry.
Yeah. Well, there was a tradition in the 20s of the patter song, and lots of lyrics, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So combine all of that, and he became, one of the best.
But that's, you know, especially those very elaborate kind of patter songs with lots and lots of lyrics, that's challenging for a chorale, I would think.
Absolutely, and it makes it more challenging because their director, me, makes them memorize everything. So,
sure.
Yeah, the whole two-hour show is memorized.
I don't know how you could get by reading it. There's so many, you know, it'd be like reading a book out loud, right?
I know. They're fantastic. They always rise to the occasion. And it makes the musical experience and the whole entertainment experience much better when you've got a choir of 40 people totally memorized and totally absorbed with the music, being able to give that to the audience. No, you have that barrier of the paper between the audience and the singer, and you lose something. But when they are there and every ounce of them is focused in on the song that they're singing and not on a page, but expressing the humanity of the music, it's really quite wonderful. Well, some of the pieces we're doing are Begin the Begin, You're the Top, It's Still Lovely, Friendship,
oh,
Night
boy.
And Day, Too Darn Hot, Miss Otis Regrets. One of the lesser known ones is Don't Fence Me In, which is fabulous.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, that list of titles you just mentioned, you couldn't leave any of those out.
No, yeah. Blow Gabriel, Every Time We Say Goodbye.
Yeah.
I've Got You Under My Skin.
Really a pretty incredible body of work, isn't it?
Absolutely. That, and you nailed it on the head. I had a very hard time picking because, you know, he was so proficient with writing, you know, just in his time at Yale. I had read that he had written 300 compositions just in his 4 years at Yale.
You know, for a guy who's seen as an idle member of the leisure class, that's pretty heavy output, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That was his love. That was his passion. You know, he was going to school, but, he for his love and his passion, and that was his social connection, too. He was very entertaining, and he loved the attention, and he loved all the the fun of social situations. So, you know, the fact that he was such an entertainer and could sit behind a keyboard and be so thrilling, that was great for him.
You can just imagine all the people saying, "What a swell party this is."
Absolutely, yeah. That's that. You know, that's where we got our. Our title was from his song, Well Did You Ever, which is just the whole thing about all the gossip that goes on in a party and, you know, how you present yourself as if everything is wonderful, but you're gossiping about all this horrible stuff that happens in life. You know, it's that juxtaposition, you know, and he watched that in social situations.
Oh, yeah, High society.
Absolutely, yeah.
Randy Leonard is the Artistic Director of Kauai Voices and the Director of What a Swell Party. Kauai Voices presents the music of Cole Porter this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 p.m. at St. Michael's Church in Lihue.